Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. We also have a divine service on Wednesdays at 1:30. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Bergamon family, in loving memory of Hilbert Bergamon. Today's gospel lesson comes from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Praise to you, O Lord. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words, and they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us, then, what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax. And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, Whose likeness and inscription is this? They said, Caesar's. Then he said to them, Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our gospel lesson today seems kind of like a familiar story, doesn't it? We've got, once again, a group of Jesus' enemies seeking to trap him with something that they hope to get him to say. But once again, Jesus is, he's wily enough to get out of it. First, before we start, as much as it pains me to do so, a very brief history lesson. Realize that in Jesus' day, his country, Israel, was occupied by a foreign power. Another nation had conquered them and ruled over them and collected taxes from them and told them what to do. They weren't, as we are, kind of self-determining people that could do more or less what they wanted to do. They were under the thumb of the, I'll say, notoriously harsh Roman government. So this is kind of lingering in the background of everything that happens in today's gospel lesson. This chafing against tyranny, I guess you might call it. So Jesus' enemies, they decide, as I said, to try and trap Jesus in something they hope to get him to say. And they use a slightly different tool this time than they have used in the past. And this tool is the tax man, some government officials. This time when they go to Jesus, they bring some of those guys along with them. So they go to Jesus, and first, as any good speaker does, they butter him up a little bit, right? Well, Jesus, we know that you're going to speak the truth to us. You will, of course, always be honest with us, whatever we ask. Because you're such a great guy, Jesus, really. And then at the end, they sneak in a seemingly innocent question. So, Jesus, what do you think? Should we pay taxes to Caesar or not? And hopefully, all of you know the answer to this question, right? I suspect that today the people would give the same answer as the people would hope Jesus to give back then. Should we pay taxes to Caesar? Oh, silence. In early service, I actually got a few no's. I was surprised. Heck no, right? We don't want to pay taxes. Don't make us. Especially to that foreign, corrupt, overbearing, despicable government that's over us now. They certainly don't deserve my tax money. That's something along the lines of what the crowds might think. They're just going to squander it anyway, so why should I even bother giving it to them? And that's perhaps, even likely, what the crowds are hoping that Jesus will say. But now you see why Jesus' enemies brought along the IRS. Because if he says that, well, the Romans don't take talk of uprising lightly. So it appears Jesus is trapped. Either he loses his popularity with the people by telling them, go ahead and pay taxes, or he loses his head because he tells the people they don't have to pay taxes. But Jesus, in perhaps his greatest rhetorical flourish that he ever uses, it's just amazing, flips it around on them. First, of course, he calls them hypocrites, as Jesus is wont to do. But he asks someone actually to provide him with a coin. Pull out a dollar bill there. Whose face is there? Whose inscription is on that money? Someone pulls out a coin. Well, Caesar's face. Caesar's inscription. That is the president, the emperor. And so Jesus says, well, then render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, but render unto God that which is God's. And the people marveled. But, I mean, when you think about it, what does this gospel lesson really have to do with us, right? We're all pleased with our government, so we have no problem paying taxes. Okay, you are awake out there. I got at least a couple chuckles from that one. You see what I'm saying? No, we don't like to pay taxes. And in our country, at this time right now, it's much more than that. Every political conversation, every discussion about policy, every election is a fraught event. With something like half of the country on one side and the other half on the other side. And each discussion, each argument is fought tooth and nail to the last man. Each and every fight seems to be to us one of the most important fights that we will ever have. If we don't get this justice, if we don't repeal this bill, if we don't lower those tax rates, well, it's all sunk. We're just lost. And I suspect that you all know at least kind of what I'm talking about. And it doesn't matter if you've been feeling that way for the last 10 months or if you were feeling that way for the previous 8 years. So here's what Jesus has to say. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. Pay to the government your taxes. And in fact, as painful as this may be for you either now or in the past, or probably in the future, honor and respect our leaders, even and perhaps especially if they don't deserve it. Honor your father and mother. What does this mean? This better sound familiar, you two. We should fear and love God so that we do not despise or anger our parents, here's the key part, and other authorities, but honor them, serve and obey them, love and cherish them. Yes, that's right, you heard it here first. Love and cherish your authorities. This is what we are to render unto Caesar. But brothers and sisters in Christ, the point here is really not the first half of what Jesus has to say, but the second half. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, but render unto God that which is God's. So I ask you, whose kingdom is bigger? Donald J. Trump's, or God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Whose kingdom is larger, Barack Obama's, or the creator maker, upkeeper, maintainer of the entire universe. Of course, our Lord is Lord of all. He is King of all creation. And our problem when we fight tooth and nail about things that happen in our government really doesn't have to do with rendering to Caesar that which is Caesar's. Our issue is that we render unto Caesar that which is God's. We look to our government, we look to our policies, we look to our officials as the places from which we expect good things to come. And don't misunderstand me. I'm speaking to everyone, whichever side of this aisle you happen to be on. If we expect that lowering taxes or that providing health care or any other issue is going to fix our society, we are dead wrong. And instead of fear, loving, and trusting in God above all things, we're fearing, loving, and trusting in Caesar above all things. But brothers and sisters, even though Caesar has been placed there in authority over us to promote peace and justice in our land, Caesar doesn't love you like the Lord does. Caesar did not descend from heaven and take on humanity for you. Caesar didn't teach and preach and live and suffer and die for you. Caesar did not, on the third day, rise from the dead and destroy death once and for all for you. But the Lord did. And from him, you can expect every good thing without reservation. Brothers and sisters, things look fraught now. We're fighting about all kinds of things. And it doesn't matter whether you like this president or you like the last one. On the last day, when that trumpet sounds, when our Lord returns, make no mistake. Every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Because he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords and the ruler of everything. And he's the one you can trust. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2183. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.